A peace agreement signed a year ago to end a civil war in Ivory Coast remains largely on paper, with the country still divided and armed militias stirring up trouble in the countryside. On January 24th last year, on the outskirts of Paris, West African heads of state applauded as they witnessed the signing of a peace agreement aimed at ending the civil war in Ivory Coast. Officials from Ivorian political parties hugged, cried, and sang the national anthem. Officials from the former colonial power France called it a historic day. The accord established a power-sharing government between Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, opposition parties, and the northern-based rebels. It also called for disarmament of rebels, a new human rights committee, and constitutional changes, including expanding land ownership, nationality, and voting rights to many northerners now considered foreigners. President Gbagbo called the accord bitter medicine, but urged the people to try it. He said the remedy might work or might not work. He also said patience and tolerance were needed. Since then, French peacekeepers on the ground have prevented renewed fighting, but nothing of substance from the accord has been implemented. Rebels are still armed, Ivory Coast is still divided, and there are no administrative services in rebel-held areas. Lawlessness is on the rise, and there are no signs things will change anytime soon. In his New Year's address, Mr. Gbagbo stirred up an old controversy calling for key points of the accord to be submitted to a referendum. One Abidjan newspaper suggested he was putting more oil on the fire. The idea of a referendum revived a political debate which first surfaced during the 1990s over who exactly is an Ivorian, who gets to own land, who gets to vote in elections, and who can be a candidate for office. This debate ultimately led to the country's first coup in 1999 and the exclusion of a popular northern candidate, Alassane Ouattara, from the 2000 presidential election. Now many northerners, such as opposition leader Cissé Bakongo, argue questions over citizenship were settled by the peace agreement. Southerners, in contrast, want the debate to continue. Speaking during a recent television debate, Mr. Bakongo says he sees no point in a referendum.
L'accord de Dinas Marcoussi est un compromis.
He says the peace accord was a compromise where everybody wins and everybody loses, but at least the matter is put to rest and Ivory Coast can move on peacefully. A member of Mr. Gbagbo's party, Hubert Houlay, disagreed, saying Ivorians have a right to approve or reject the peace deal. He says the international community and the signatories of the peace deal need to give Ivorians a chance to determine their own future. The idea of a referendum has also given hope to opponents of the accord that it will never be implemented. At a recent political rally, a close ally to President Gbagbo and the leader of his party, former Prime Minister Pascal Affiengaisson said rebels will be left with nothing once they disarm.
It's because of their weapons that we call them rebels. So if they hand over their weapons and submit themselves to the constitution which they were trying to overthrow, then we can say they have failed.
An Africa expert at the London-based Royal Institute for International Affairs, Alex Vine, says peace in Ivory Coast is tenuous.
Both sides are deeply suspicious of each other, and they continue to rearm. Both the rebels and the government are continuing to obtain weapons and ammunition, which isn't a good signal of any confidence at all. The only thing that has avoided further bloodshed is the very robust presence, A, by France, and B, now with West African peacekeepers, and C, with a contribution from the UN also.
France is asking for the deployment of several thousand more UN peacekeepers to help with disarmament. Ultimately, Mr. Vine says it is the presidential election scheduled in October 2005 which will determine whether the peace deal is a success.
Eventually, I think the key issue is when there'll be another election in Cote d'Ivoire, and as the rebels have consistently said, they regard the previous election as illegitimate. So the danger is that there's still 18 months or so before the next election in Cote d'Ivoire. That's a long time to wait in this kind of limbo situation.
Even though the United Nations is not sending new peacekeepers for the time being, it has sent a fact-finding delegation to Ivory Coast to help ensure the elections will be transparent and reflect the will of Ivorians. But with a quarter of the more than 16 million people considered foreigners, the question of who is Ivorian is still very much unsettled. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.